Hey guys, welcome back to the First 30. This is Bobby. Thanks for making these part of your life. We are rooting for you. We're so proud of you. I'm one of these guys that believes in being a lifelong learner and that while we still have breath, God's not done with us. So keep growing, keep learning, keep expanding. So thanks for being part of this. This sort of tells me that you're committed to that, that you've taken a big step in investing in yourself. And we're so proud of you for doing that. Well, today, as part of the First 30, I want to talk about this one idea of how do the faithful fight back? Another way of saying this is how to handle your haters. Because the truth is, in all of our lives, we're going to experience attacks. We're going to experience people that hate us. There's going to be moments where we're tempted just to lash back. I mean, honestly, I see this all the time on our campuses where people don't know how to handle their emotions. They don't understand how to handle conflict. And so it just ends up blowing up. Where all around us, there are people frustrated, there's people ticked off, there's people picking fights. You look at Facebook, there's people calling each other out, hacking other people's profiles, there's live streams of people having full-on beatdown. There's just all of this drama around us. And it's not just a teenage thing, it's not just a young adult thing, it's a human thing where we just don't always know how to handle the critics in our life. And so today, before you fly off the handle, before you just go off on somebody, before you punch a wall or do whatever it is you do to blow off steam, I want to talk about this one idea that there is a holy way to handle your haters. There is a way to hold what God's doing in your life and to fight back in a fair way. Today, I want to look at Daniel chapter 6. This is an amazing chapter in Scripture. It's one of those classics. It's one of those stories that chances are, even if you didn't grow up in church, you heard about it. It's Daniel in the lion's den. Now, the problem with classic stories like this in the Bible is sometimes we think, yeah, I got that. I know that. I understand it. But let me just tell you, when I started studying this, my eyes were opened. I think for a lot of years, I pictured Daniel as being this teenager that was pretty buff, pretty hip, pretty nice looking. But the more I started studying Daniel 6, what I found out is that Daniel wasn't young. He was about 70 or 80 years old, and he had had incredible success. He's serving the third king that he served for. He serves this guy named Darius, who's great at organizing kingdoms and all of this stuff. And what happens in Daniel 6 is he begins to set up an org chart. He has 120 satraps, which are basically protector dudes. Their job is to keep order in the kingdom. And then above those 120 folks, he has three administrators, and their job is to prevent rebellion and to deal with taxes and financial stuff. And one of those people that he promotes is Daniel. Listen to what it says in Daniel 6, verse 1. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps to be throughout the whole kingdom. And over them, three high officials, of whom Daniel was one, to whom these satraps should give account so that the king might suffer no loss. Then this Daniel became distinguished above all the other high officials and satraps because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king had planned to set him over the whole kingdom. And so what begins to happen is Daniel has incredible success. Daniel keeps getting promotions, and the higher he goes, the more jealous his co-workers become. This is basically an Old Testament version of the Hunger Games. They're trying to figure out, how do we get rid of Daniel? So what do we do in our day and age, on your campus, wherever you're at? How do you handle the haters? Well, number one, the first principle is this: expect opposition. Expect it. Whenever God raises you up, you need to expect other people to try to tear you down. And this is exactly what happens in verses 4 and 5. The other high officials and satraps tried to figure out, how can we trip up this Daniel? How can we make sure he makes a mistake? How do we make sure he does something wrong? So they start scratching their heads, and they're like, well, there's the only way that we're going to figure this out is to accuse him in connection with his relationship with his God. They're jealous. They're trying to find dirt. They can't find any dirt, so they attack him in an area of his strength. Let me give you a couple principles about this. A, your attack is usually caused by someone you know. Anytime you have promotion on the outside, it leads to trouble on the inside. And so oftentimes the attacks that hurt the worst are the ones that are caused by someone we know. Now, sometimes we'll be attacked by strangers, and we sort of write that off. But when it's somebody you grew up with, when it's somebody you're in a dorm room with, when it's somebody you're in youth group with, when it's somebody maybe even in your own family that hurts the most. And I just want to say to you, expect it. A, it's usually caused by someone you know. And then B, it often happens during a season of success. See, Daniel had served two previous kings. He has a lot of success. If you go back one chapter, he's interpreted writing on the wall. And so this is a major moment in his life. In the middle of that season of success, the attackers come out of the woodwork. And I'm telling you, that's going to happen in your life. It's going to seem like everything's going well. It's going to seem like nothing could go wrong. And in that moment, the attackers come. And I would just remind us of this, that until you're ready to face attacks for obedience, you're not ready to be used by God. Let me say that again. Until you're ready to face attacks for obedience, you're not ready to be used by God. So number one, expect the opposition. Number two, the second principle in today is to examine your options. You got to figure out, what are my options? What can I do? And so what happens is these other leaders go to the king and they say, King, you're the man, you're the king, you're amazing. And so they trick him into signing this edict, to signing this decree that says that nobody can pray to anybody else except for the king for 30 days. So they're basically playing to the king's ego. They're like, King, you're the man, you're awesome, you're sharp, you're fit, you're the guy. And so the king falls for it and he signs the edict. And so now it is literally illegal for Daniel to pray. So what does he do? Well, option number one is Daniel could have quit praying. He could have said, you know what? I've been walking with God for 80 plus years, and I've been really faithful. So for the next 30 days, I'm just not going to pray. So that really is an option. He could have just said, for 30 days, I'm not walking away from my faith, but just for 30 days, I'm hitting the pause button. Or second option is he could just pray silently. I don't think anybody would have called him on it. He could have just prayed silently, no big deal. But the third option is the one that he chose. He kept doing it three times a day. Here's what it says in verse 10. When Daniel knew that the document had been signed, he went to his house where he had windows in his upper chamber open toward Jerusalem. He got down on his knees three times a day and he prayed and he gave thanks before his God. Listen to this phrase. As he had done previously. He was a man of character. He was a guy that said, you know what? When I bow to pray, that's what gives me the strength to stand. And I would say that to us. I would say that to you in your freshman year, that the way that you're going to find strength to stand in the middle of the tough times is by bowing to pray every single day. So number one, expect it. Number two, look at your options. And then finally, number three, expect to overcome. Expect to overcome. I'm convinced that Daniel didn't know how the story was going to end. He didn't have the book of Daniel to read. He didn't know about his little story. He didn't grow up hearing about him being delivered from the lion's den. But here's what he did know. He knew that for 80 years, God had been faithful to him. For 80 years, God had promoted him. For 80 years, God took care of him. So if God took care of him for the first 80, surely God's going to take care of him for whatever's next. And so my encouragement to you is to think back, how has God been faithful? What has God been doing in your life? And I want to encourage you to do what's right, regardless of what it costs you. Do what's right and trust God with the results. Do what's right, no matter what. There is a right way to handle our haters. There is a way that the faithful fight. And here's what I love about Daniel. For Daniel, prayer isn't an option. For Daniel, it's not, maybe I'll pray about this. Daniel's like, of course, I have to pray. And so you know how the story is, probably. He gets thrown into the lion's den. The king panics about it. He tosses and turns all night. The next day he gets up, he runs to the lion's den. He's like, Daniel, 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 are you still here? And Daniel cries out, don't worry, my king, for my God rescued me. And I love this. And so the king receives Daniel back out of the lion's den. And then it literally says that he took those people that falsely accused him and threw them down into the pit. And it says that their bones were crushed. Now, if you need a memory verse for this semester, that might be a good one to check out. But I just want to encourage you today. You're going to face opposition. It's not if, it's when. And when you do, you can handle it the right way. I'm going to close with Psalm 119, verses 12 through 16. This is just a great reminder if you're in the middle of opposition today. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips, I have told all the ordinances of your mouth. I've rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts. I will regard your ways. I shall delight in your statutes. I shall not forget your word. My friend, I'll be praying for you as you fight fair and you fight faithfully. Have a great day.